Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No one
gives you fatties like Skippy and Fish.
Show me the money.
Let's get it rolling. BetQL, picking fatties.
What's up, D-Gens? Welcome to BetQL Picking Fatties. Thanks for the listen. It's a hot and humid Tuesday, August 9th on the East Coast, 2022. Fishing Skippy. Skippy's out in the Springs. Probably about 75 degrees and perfect out there. What up, DB? In Freehold. Remember all those downloads, subscribers, wherever you find a podcast, just subscribe. Tweet us at Picking Fatties.
Subscribe, tweet us, and just so everyone knows, not that I don't tell you, but Skippy does pick big fat ones. He does it again last night. He does it again and again and again and again and again. Picks winners.
He's the silent assassin, my friends.
It happens. Orioles do it again. They are the best team in the major leagues against the spread, 71-38. That is insane.
I think they have the one of the best records, if not the best record, since the All-Star break.
All they do is win, dominated again last night, go up 3-1. Really, Toronto never grasped. I mean, at one point it was 6-4, and then Orioles tack on one more, 7-4 final. Padres score zippy, not one run. Couldn't get any across
the plate. I mean, the Pods are now 1-5 since the big trade. 1-5. They've scored 4 runs in the last 45 innings. Think about that with that lineup. And they better stop fucking around. I mean, I know their schedule really eases up here in the next 20 or 25 games. I looked at it. They play a bunch of bottom feeders. But right now in the wild card, I mean, Milwaukee's right there on their ass. San Diego's the third wild card right now. And Milwaukee's one back. So, but you were talking about, because you were watching it. I was not watching it. But give me a sense of what you feel some of their superstars, like how lackadaisical are they right now? They're prima donna central, man. Machado's always been a prima donna. But talk about Soto, that one inning, the fourth. Bottom of the fourth.
It was either the bottom of the fourth, bottom of the fifth, bottom. Whenever it was 1-0.
Yep.
Soto's up, 3-0 count. Takes one down the middle, takes another one down the middle. Someone says something, he gives him a wink like he was the man, you know, like, what up? I'm the man. Winking, the smiling.
Dugout. Right.
Whatever, smiling. Yeah. Like, you know, you're at bat, dude. Why are you focusing and winking and smiling it to anyone when you're at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, you want to be a $500 million player. All right, you're on a new team that's struggling, won one game since they acquired you. What the fuck are you doing?
He takes the second one strike, which the second one, by the way,
I don't get that.
Was a big fatty right down the middle and should have been jacked. So the third one.
I get taking the 3-0 pitch, but come on, 3-1.
Yeah, 3-1 right down the middle, takes the second one, grounds out, runs it out, whatever, no big deal. Next up, Machado. While Machado's coming up, Bob Costas was announced, and he's talking about this is the leader of your team. When he speaks, people listen. That's how big and that's how important Machado is. He leads the team. He's the lock that he's the only one that matters in that clubhouse. Okay. So I'm watching him. He gets up, I don't know, second pitch. He just crushes it. Of course, it's a home run, but it really wasn't a home run. What it was off the wall. And when the guy played it well off the wall, and then he throws it into second. Of course, I'm thinking it's a stand-up double. No. When they showed the replay, he walks out of the batter's box thinking it's a home run. By the time the ball's thrown into the
infield, he's done this
multiple times. He's barely at first base by the time the ball's in. Costa says, well, that's no way. So this is the leader of your team. This is the guy that people listen to. This is the guy who's setting the example. He walks out and literally starts walking up first base like he's the man, and then realizes, oh, shit, it's not going to be out. Still doesn't run hard and just stops at first base. That is who the Padres are. That's why even if they get lucky and make the playoffs, they will do zippy in the playoffs. You heard it here first. Zippy.
Well, look, Machado's got that reputation. He's been doing it since he's bounced into the league, and he's just a prima donna. He's too cool for school. And, I mean, can you imagine Paul Molitor doing that?
No, none of the
– I mean, can you imagine Cal Ripken doing that? Can you imagine, Dwight Evans? I'm just trying to think of some of the guys that I just grew up watching. Guys, Tony Gwynn. I mean, these guys, if they hit a line drive down the line or line drive into the gap, they're hustling their ass off to get a
stand-up. Rose would be on third on that, head first, right?
How about Trey Turner? Current players, Trey Turner. You think Trey Turner wouldn't be just standing up at second, maybe even at third?
That's a very good segue to why the Dodgers, okay, yes, they have some superstars, but not like the Machados and the Sotos and all that. And guess what? That's why the Dodgers will clean their clock if they meet him again, because they're just better. And mentally, the Padres are so full of themselves, you know.
I root against the Padres until I pick them, and I'll probably pick them again tonight because I'm just going to keep riding them until they win a game. But I do root against them. I will root against them in the playoffs, 100%.
There's certain teams in sports I root against, the Lakers, the Padres. In the NFL, there's a few teams I definitely will root against Seattle in week one when they get hammered by my Broncos, just hammered. On that note, Geno Smith is beating out. Can you believe that? That's who's going to start for you is Geno. He's beating out.
Or Drew Locke, yeah.
He's beating Locke. But the good news is, if you're a Seattle fan, is Locke is gaining momentum is what it says. Really? That's where you're at, Geno.
Well, they're going to have a new coach next year, and they're going to have a new quarterback. Just a matter of who. All right, getting back to baseball last night. So – you pointed out the Padres. By the way, bottom of the seventh, Drury is trying to score. He gets waved home after a single to left. Left fielder made a great throw. Cutoff made a great throw. Slides in head first. I mean, he's called safe. Originally, they went to review. He got tagged out by like a centimeter. You know, if that throw's a little later, it's 1-1. You got a man on second with one out. Could have been a different game, but that was one of my two losers. But I did give you two winners. I told you the Yankees team total. All right, let's not just focus on the losers.
You had that early.
Yankees team total over 4.5. I said that they were going to hammer Gilbert like they did last week at Yankee Stadium. They did it again. And then I gave you the Cubs Nats over 7.5. Someone apparently tweeted us that said, "I'm taking the under. Bishop's a loser." Oh, yeah? Well, what happened to your money?
Yeah.
You're a big loser.
Don't challenge me. Don't do it.
Don't you do it. So anyway, so we go 3-2. We're on a 22-13 run. So in the last 35, we're 22-13.
So that's good. A lot of them are plus money. Not a lot of big favorites there. Yeah. Crazy.
By the way, it's going to be a 7-pack Tuesday.
Yeah, 7 plays today.
7. Full baseball card, 3 games in the WNBA. We're just going to give you big fat ones. Big stinky fat ones.
Breaking news, bad news for the Jets. Mekhi Becton missed the season. Second straight. Well, you said it. 6'7", 370. kneecap, fractured kneecap Dunskey. That's a big loss for them, though, because I know they were counting on him because that offensive line needs to be good for old Zachy boy.
Yep.
And people were saying Wilson looks way, way better this year than what he did last year. So we'll see. We shall see.
Anytime you lose your tackle, especially one that you drafted in the first round 2 years ago, and he's been out now for 2 years.
Yeah, Winston for the Saints sprained foot. He's day-to-day. But
yeah, he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you got two preseason games Thursday. Then you've got a boatload on Friday.
Oh, no, it's showtime. Now we're here. Now it's official, everyone. Now it's official that football season is here because once Thursday starts, there's football every single week from this Thursday. I don't care if it's whatever it is, from this Thursday through the Super Bowl. And now that's here. It's official. It's official. And I love it.
College games start in 18 days.
2 weeks from this Saturday. It's 2 weeks from this Friday night because the Nevada-New Mexico State game.
Oh, is a Friday night.
It's a Friday night game. And
Think about how many D-gens that don't even know where Nevada is or New Mexico. Since that's the first college football game of the year, how many D-gens are going to play that?
Well, you'll have action on it for sure. But of course. And if anyone wondering, New Mexico is right next to Colorado. It's actually south. And then Nevada's somewhere west of me.
And that's been there. You've been to all of those states.
Yeah, I like New Mexico has a silly, it's almost like you're in Vegas. You can play golf, but it's just like there's tons of restaurants in there. And of course there's a casino.
Where is that?
I
remember when you went, that was a few years ago and you were telling me you were driving there. It was
it's a short drive. I mean, it's
right over the state line, right?
Yeah. It's a couple hours in. I mean, they have the Indian casinos. I believe it's Albuquerque is where it is. And it's, it's not like it's a pretty state. New Mexico is not what I would consider a pretty state. But this place you drive in and it's like paradise for this little area. And it's pretty sweet.
What's the closest casino to you in the Springs?
Well, that would be Cripple Creek.
Cripple Creek. That's where your mom and dad used to go all the time. They love Crip Creek.
Unfortunately, yes, because there's my retirement is there, but yes. Yes.
Yeah. If I ever come back out there, I'm going to Cripple Creek.
Well, now you can go there because they have the sports books. But I have to be honest, the sports books there, apparently, because with COVID, when it first started, I really didn't go up there. But they're not great sport. It's not like when you go to the Chuck where you got the window. And it's more like you go and the bartender gives you a ticket or something. I mean, it's a little bit dicey. But that's not a surprise because Cripple Creek's not a very nice town.
Oh, it's not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when you go to Cripple, you know.
It's a little dicey? A little dicey?
Well, you can pretend you care about the mines that are there. Like, who gives a rat's fuck ass about a mine? Or you want to go on some stupid train ride that, or you can drive through the terrible neighborhoods there where the homes look like dog do. But you're really just there to donate your money, or hopefully you get lucky, honey. Donate your money, honey. Get lucky.
Let's just pick fatties. All right. So we'll get our plays out here in a second. Seven pack Tuesday. And just love that. I just love that.
Hey, can I tell you a quick story about Cripple Creek?
Yeah.
When I won 20 grand.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was unbelievable.
Oh.
Was that blackjack?
Yeah. No, I had just gotten married and had no chips. When I say no chips, I don't mean, hey, it's tight. No, zippy chips. probably wasn't the best time to get married, but shit happens. So I go up there and I take $1,000 up there because I'm going to win 25K, of course. Why wouldn't I, right? The Wheel of Fortune thing. So I lose 800 of the 1,000 in approximately 2 minutes. And I'm like, man, this was not a great trip. I go up first thing in the morning. I go to the bank, withdraw the money, go up, got nothing. Wife doesn't even really know, Christy Wisty, the shenanigans that I had pulled. So 800. So I take 200 left. I'm like, shit. So I hit for 1,600 off the 200. So I'm like, I'm down to 100.
Is that on the same game?
No, different machine. Okay. I hit for 1,600. I'm like, whew, I need.
All right, so now you're up six. All right.
Yep, I'm up six. I need to go get a hot dog because I'm so stressed from all this hard work that I've done. So I take, they pay you out. I go up. While I'm eating my hot dog, I'm sitting at a machine, and I hit for 10,000 real dollars. The place goes wild. They took my picture. So they're paying, while they're paying me out the 10, because they're like, do you want it in a check or cash? I said, cash, Quan. So I take my 1,600, guys, while they're paying that money out, because I'm getting bored while he's counting it, 100, 200, I start playing the machine next to me, $7,500 more dollars. So I go home, we put it in the safe because they couldn't believe it. It's like 18,000, almost $19,000. I put it, when I drive home, I throw it out on the counter like it was Christmas time. It was like $18,900 cash by 1 o'clock that day.
And what did what did Christy say?
Oh,
she couldn't believe what she was seeing.
Well, the first thing we did was pay off her veneers that I had gotten wrangled into. Yep. And so that was nice. And yeah, so that's how it started. That's how the marriage started. 19K. It'll never happen again. Think about that, though. When you have, I mean, you know, usually when you have no chips and you try to do that, you're going to lose it all.
You turned $200 into $19,000.
Correct. And drove home. And
that's like your run on online blackjack where there was some sort of a glitch in the game.
Yeah, I just kept doubling down on 500.
What was the site? What was that? Remember that site?
WagerWeb. It was $27,000.
WagerWeb. That's right. WagerWeb. There was a glitch in the blackjack game, and he just kept getting blackjacks.
Well, and I kept doubling down. When I'd get tens, I'd split them, double down.
Everything didn't matter. Yeah, you were just getting 20s and blackjack.
My friend didn't believe me. He lived like 3 miles away. By the time he got in his car to my house, I had turned like 11,000 into like 18,000, and then it just kept going and going. Anyway. Needed it then too, to be honest with you.
So you turned that into 27K.
27K, but it got weird with them because that was really when things were dicey. That's when US made it tricky with the offshore thing. Because for a while it didn't matter on the offshore, and then Bush got involved and fucked everything up and just became a shit show. But anyway.
Man, I would have the worst luck, and there's no way I could ever turn, you know, 10K into 27 or 200 into 19.
Well, that the 2 into 19 was just lucky because I was on a slot machine. I mean, I don't play slot machines.
My best run ever like that was in the Bahamas at a blackjack table with my buddy Tom Mooney, Thomas C. Mooney, one of the best defense attorneys in the world.
Well, I might need him soon, so I'm probably going to call him.
You probably will. So, sitting at a blackjack table in the Bahamas, $100 min table. I came to the table with, I don't know, $2,000. I turned $2,000 into about 15K. But I was drinking. I was having cocktails. So I just didn't care. And I didn't realize how much money I just made. And my chip stack was up here above my head. And I just kept playing. I said, fuck it. I'm going to turn this into about 50. And Tom goes, you sure you don't want to cash out some of that, bro, or hand me over some of those chips? I'll put it in my room. I said, nah. What happened to my stack? Fin. The entire stack.
Did you really? See, that would make me vomit.
Believe me, the next day I couldn't believe it. I wanted to leave. I wanted to get on a plane and come back home. That was it. That was like the second or third day into a week's long trip. Ruined my whole trip.
Yeah.
And it was all because of what?
Booze. B-O-O-Z-E.
That's why the sons of bitches give you the free drinks.
Of course.
I know you're going to make bad decisions.
Boozy. Are we going to do the Big 12 today, or should we push it to tomorrow?
Let's push it to tomorrow. Because
push it till tomorrow and get the picks.
Yeah, we're going to do. We'll do West Virginia and Iowa State tomorrow, by the way. A couple of poop-a-dupes.
Can't wait to do those two. Let's spend at least 30 seconds on each one of those.
I might actually go to the West Virginia-Virginia Tech game, which is in Blacksburg, September 22nd. It's a Thursday, so I'm going to have to take off that.
You better be careful. Friday. JT Daniels, he might get you. It's only his fourth school, so he's probably pretty good. Pretty good.
All right, so it's a seven-pack.
Seven-pack Tuesday.
All right, you want me to start? Or you want to start? You start since you were 1-0 yesterday.
First play, WNBA, a 10 p.m. Eastern start. We're going to go with the Aces of Las Vegas in the first half, not the game, in the first half, laying 6.5. So Las Vegas Aces playing. Now, for them, so they're 23-10, I believe. Best record in the NBA, Chicago Sky, 25-8. Probably not going to catch them. But the Connecticut Sun are right on the Vegas. They're right on their ass. They got 22-11, I believe. So, and I know Atlanta, the Dream, 14-19, are grasping. That's how bad they take 8 teams. So they're going to probably make the playoffs as well. Either way, slay the 6.5.
So that's a first half play.
It's a first half play.
Okay.
Next play, I'm going over 8 in the Devil Rays Brewers tonight. Over 8 Devil Rays Brewers. That's over 8 for the game. Don't need to give you a lot of stats on the pitchers. Don't really care. That's my play. See, Devil Jason Rays. Bishop yep. here will do all the breakdowns for you, and he gives you a lot of those stats, and that's great too. What I do is tingle.
Tingles. Sometimes. Yeah, tingles.
I get
yeah.
a tingle on my left side, the nut. I roll it this way. If it's the right side, I might give you a breakdown. This is a left side. I'm going over 8 in that game. Last That's, game.
By the way, Yakubonis against Peralta.
Right. Yakupu against Peralta. And then the last play, I'm probably going to piggyback on your play. You like the Cardinals over 6.5 runs tonight. I'm just going to do this. I'm going to play the over 11 for the game in the Cardinals-Rockies.
At Coors. I love it. Cardinals have been banging.
At Coors. I feel like Colorado's due. I feel like the Cardinals are due. I feel like Bobo's going to get out, and I'm going over 11.
I just love it. I love all of it. Yes, I do like the Cardinals team total over 6.5. And what's the juice on that? Let's see. It's I don't know. It's probably even money, 110. I just think that lineup is really starting to put it together, and they've been hitting the ball pretty well. So I think that in Coors, I think over 6.5 is a good play. So I'll do that. I'm also going to go Braves, Red Sox over 9.5 at Fenway. All right. Red Sox are dead. Rich Hill's pitching. He's poo. He's about 50 years old, and they're going to crush him. And the Braves are coming back off of that horrible series against the Mets where they were facing Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer. But now they're going to face Rich Hill. Love it.
Oh, what's that total for the game? Because it could be 8-pack, the most plays we've ever done.
Richie, I just talked about it. You're not listening to me.
I know.
I'm picking the Braves Red Sox over 9.5.
Oh, I'm going to piggyback on that with you for an 8-pack because I just got another vibe. Well, I'm watching – Mitch Trubisky, I just think Pickett's going to beat him out, but go ahead.
All right. I'm taking the Dodgers team total over 4.5 tonight because they're the hottest team in the world. They're playing the Twins tonight at Dodger Stadium. And again, that's another lineup that's just hitting the shit out of the ball. So I'll take Dodgers over 4.5 against Joe Ryan and the Twins, 10-10 start. And then my last play, you know what? I gotta keep betting on them until they win. Padres -1.5 run line +120. Musgrove is pitching. Remember last time out after he signed that $100 million deal, that extension, he pitched like poo. It was a big pile of poo. Well, he's going to pitch well tonight, and they're going to beat the Giants. They're going to finally get a win with Soto, and I'll lay the 1.5 plus 120. So there you go. I got Braves Red Sox over 9.5, Dodgers team total over 4.5, Padres team total, or excuse me, Padres run line, and Cards team total over 6.5.
And I have a double banger on the Red Sox 8.5, over 11 in the Cardinals Rockies. I've got the WNBA first half, 6.5 with the Aces over the Dream. That's a 10 p.m. CBS Sports Network game, I believe. And to finish it, I've got over 8 in the Tampa Poo with the Brewers. And that's an 8-pack, too. It's the most plays we've ever given. I'm guaranteeing 5 wins. I'm guaranteeing it, though. That means I'm guaranteeing
it. There are like 4 other games I really like. I really want to give them, but I'm
can't
not going
do 12. To. One day we might do a 12-pack on a day. Just 12 games.
There's so many games I love.
Oh. Not today. We are finito. So tomorrow we'll do, like Jason said, we'll do West Virginia, Iowa State. We'll probably talk a little NFL because we got some preseason games we can preview on Thursday. And we'll do any other NFL news. We'll obviously talk about tonight's games. And we will be back tomorrow.
Peace! Peace. What's up? It's Skippy. You've been listening to BetQL Pickin' Fatties. If you like what you hear from Bish and myself, make sure you subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Leave a rating, and you want to keep coming back every day because we have new episodes being released 7 days a week, and we're giving out fatties.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.